Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good morning, my family, my friends, and my guests. Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio. This is your boy, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Thank you for joining us this morning on Renewed Radio. Look, this is what I like y'all to do. Y'all know the drill. Anybody listen to Renewed Radio, drop everything that you're doing. Go ahead and send a text, a Facebook message, a tweet to all your friends. Let them know that Renewed Radio is on live right now. So get on Renewed Radio. We got a great show for you. What we got coming up here is my man Barry Dot featuring no one, just Barry Dot. But his song is called The Future. Check it out.
Smooth joint right here. Put your hands together. Move from left to right. As long as you keep it holy. And remember, with Christ, you got a future. Come on. Yeah, there's life after death. Because Jesus Christ, I confess, He's the one that freed me from all stress. I pass all tests. Won't settle for less. Blessed serve God, and you know He's the best. Excelling over others, there's none quite like Him. Amazing, faithful, how the Bible describes Him. Word, powerful, performance, illogical. If you believe, then all things are possible. Dark skies gotta fade away. They can't stay with me another day, because my God won't delay or hold back. He's quick to react, respond and attract to me Christ format. So of a drum track, I spit the real rap to praise God, no matter where your mind's at. So I get back to where God's at. In His presence, you see there's no lack of
the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, Christ, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future,
come on,
yeah,
come on.
The future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, Christ, I got a future.
Oh my
God, God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah.
I'm prevailing in the new time with the new rhyme. No longer blind in my mind because of God's design inside of me, preparing me for the future that's no longer scaring me. So daringly, I found the key of life buried in the word. It was the Christ. He brings light to my dark situation. The sin nature gets trumped by greatness. The temptation I be facing. Trials I endure by using patience. Always recognize the ways of escaping. God is always on time, never late when I need deliverance, that is heaven sent. God's benevolence, never leave me hesitant. So I get back to where God's at. In His presence, you see there's no lack of
the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah, it's the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, Christ, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah.
So all fear must lead out of here. For it's safe I receive, no matter the size of the seed, it allows me to breathe.
Thank you, Lord.
Always believe and receive.
Come on.
What God wants to do in me, when the devil shows up, I don't throw my hands up.
Nah.
I reach for the shield of faith and toss it up.
Come on.
I'm talking about the times when things get really rough. We gotta stand on the word and call the devil's luck. God's hand is a flush. My life can't be touched. Principalities get crushed in the name of Jesus. For in God we trust.
Yes,
He lives inside of us, so we're free from depression, anxiety, and lust. With God, we discuss His plans and His thoughts towards us that He bought with His blood. Sure enough, we walk by faith. God's never late, so I refuse to tolerate thoughts that my future ain't great.
Come on, man. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, Christ, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah, it's the future. The future, yeah, it's the future. The future, Christ, I got a future. In God, I got a future. It's the future, yeah.
dots, man, with the future. In God, you have a future. This is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Look, like the song was saying, in God, you have a future. Has anyone ever told you that you do not have a purpose? Or have you ever thought to yourself that you don't have a purpose in this life? Where if you're like me, a long time ago, my pastor used to ask me, my late pastor used to ask me, do we know our purpose? Do we know our purpose in life? And I used to question that. I'm like, I really don't know my purpose. So I used to think, I said, God, what is my purpose? Why am I here? And if you're like me, a lot of us have those questions. But the truth is, everyone has a purpose. But it's hard to find that purpose when you don't know who you are as a person. So if you let your environment around you dictate your identity, then you really feel like you don't have a purpose once you are away from that environment or you have detached yourself from that environment. So for me, being around drugs and alcohol most of my life, outside of my family, I used to be around a drug dealer, a dope boy, you know, I thought that that's who I was. And so when I gave my life to Christ, when I came over to Jesus, now I had a growth in finding who I really was, what my purpose is. And for me, the Lord revealed to me that my purpose is to give him glory and honor and show other people how to do the same thing. Now, you may do it through different vehicles, like being a teacher, being a pastor, being a musician, whatever. But your purpose is to give God glory, honor, and praise, and show other people how to do that, and show them how to build a relationship. Now, not everybody is going to give their life to Christ. Let's just be real. Not everybody's not going to want to serve Christ, because we're coming into an era where people who are living one way and then going to church, they think they're okay. So in this era, if we really want to serve Jesus, if we really want to go hard for Christ, we got to do it, regardless of how many times we fall, we got to get back up. So I just want to say out there, if you don't know who your purpose in life, first of all, know your identity first. And in order to know your identity, you have to create a relationship with the one who gave you your identity. That is Jesus Christ. So check out our next song by God's Heirs, which is called Hallelujah Song, man. This is going to get you out your seat, out your couch, out your bed. If you are still in the bed, please get up, because for real, I mean, cookies and bacon and eggs or something, you know, while you bounce into this Hallelujah song. Check it out.
Like a damn tall, yeah. Hallelujah to my Lord, oh, Hosanna to you, my King. it on your breath. Lord, I'ma say it. Yeah. Yeah, every day, every night. Yeah, I was sick in my conversation. I honor you, my maker. You only are my pillar. Like a tree by the river. You make me even stronger. At different places, you make me make it. I give you all my praises. I say compassion, with lots of patience. You take me higher. Satan, one bring me bobe. Jesus, eh, by my side, oh. Mon Dieu, je veux te parler. You nadi to me, why, yo. Satan, one bring me bobe. Jesus, eh, by my side, oh. Mon Dieu, je veux te parler. You nadi to me, why, yo.
Oh, my boo, me, my. Ma, well.
Hallelujah song. Check out the noted poetry with putting in work.
Bring it to your hood. Hold up. preach the gospel, homie, you might wanna leave. Cause these Christians I'll be rolling with, they be taking over. Equip the snipe off the devil if he gets too close to blowing that way. It'll work. Rolling up our cleats. If you scared to preach the gospel, homie, you might wanna leave. Cause these Christians I'll be rolling with, they be taking over. Equip the snipe off the devil if he gets too close to blowing that way.
They got us out here.
My homie, we be,
my homie, we be,
work. Because we love,
because we love, because we
love.
Work.
They got us out here,
they got us out here. Work.
My homie, we be,
my homie, we
be,
work.
Because we love,
because we love,
because we love.
Work.
They got us out here,
they got us out here.
Work. Yeah, that was the noted poetry. We're putting in work. Let's go out here and put in work by ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. Let people know where you come from, because sometimes we have a tendency to forget that we were once consistently a lover of the world ourselves. You know, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but sometimes we forget that, hey, look, I was just like you. I was out here chasing the girls, or I was out here chasing men, or I was out here smoking, drinking. I was out here fornicating. I was out here, or you may not have even participated in any of those addictions, but you just didn't serve Christ. Because a lot of times you may not drink, you may not smoke. As a lot of people like that think they're good. But the whole point is we are born into sin for what happened in the fall of man. So we need a Savior to help us, or we will eventually fall into something. I don't care if you don't like smoking, drinking, you're going to eventually fall into something. Just being a nice person will not get you into the kingdom of heaven, because the word says there's none that do good, no, not one. So we're already sinful. We're not nice. They say the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. So we need a heart transplant. We need a person to change our heart, to give us his heart. And that heart is Jesus Christ. We need his heart in our lives, man, because we can't just be nice. We can't just do good on our own. Yo, this is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P, here talking about pursuing your purpose, man. And like I said, if you don't know your purpose, find Jesus. That's the best answer that I can give you. I ain't getting deep with it neither. Because if you don't know your purpose in life, then eventually you're going to feel like you have no worth here on earth. And that leads to depression, that leads to worry, that leads to insecurity, and that leads to you finding your identity through something else that is really not you. So most of the people, especially our youth and young adults, they find their identity through the media. And the media has been a horrible example of being a good role model. So if you don't know your purpose, find Jesus. How can I find Jesus? Get on your knees right now and ask Jesus, show me my identity. Receive him in your heart and Lord and Savior. And you can find your identity, because he hears you. He sees you. He's with you wherever you go. No matter who you are, he is always with you. But it's your choice. It's your choice by faith to receive him as your Lord and Savior. You can listen to the critics. You can listen to the people who have maybe hurt you, or you can sit here and whine and be a victim of that church hurt and let that marinate on your mind. But that's still no excuse when he comes back and says, depart from me, I never knew you. No matter what that church hurt has brought on to you, you still, it's your, you still have a responsibility to receive Jesus and live for him. And if you don't, there are always consequences. Look, check out Johnny B. Williams' song up next with The Greatest King, because Jesus is our greatest king. Check it out.
Lion of Judah, you are the greatest king this world has ever known. Lord of gold, you are desired of every nation. You are the greatest king this world has ever known. You are highly exalted with all power in your hands, the righteous king eternal. Bow before you.
I will worship, I will shout it from the mountain. You are the greatest king this world has ever known. I will sing and I will proclaim it to the whole wide world. You are the greatest king this world has ever known.
El Shaddai, God Almighty, you are the greatest king this world has ever known. Awesome ruler, my Redeemer, you are the greatest king this world has ever known. You are high lifted up and you're sitting on the throne. Righteous king, you come.
Really encourage a lot of you out here to try Jesus, because the truth is, people are coming to believe that Christianity is a joke. They're mocking God, especially in the media. They are talking about Jesus but smoking a blunt. You know, you got secular rap artists making songs about church, and they're making songs about church when they don't even really have the identity or really have a relationship with a person who made the church. They don't have an understanding. So we got to really go out here and show the ones who really want Jesus what he really looks like. And so he uses us to represent that. Because now it's easy for people to get confused. It's easy for people who have been walking with Christ for a long time to get caught back up in the world if they're not focused on the Lord. I mean, I just look at all this stuff that's going on in the news and even on Facebook. I mean, come on now. We got to set a standard. And people are trying to compromise and trying to accept all this stuff that God says that he does not like. It's clear in there. It's clear in the word. But we want to use things that we got to show love. The thing about it is, if you profess yourself to be a Christian, if you profess yourself to be a follower of Christ, then you have just said that I am going to stick with Christ's standards. And whatever Christ's standards is for my life, regardless of how I feel about them, I will follow them. But we want to create our own religion. We want to create, we want to add stuff to Christianity that is not true and try to use facts instead of truth, because facts sound like we have a reason to back up why we are living the way we are living, and try to take bits and pieces of the scripture and twist it up. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like the devil, because the devil knows scripture too. And see, all he does is take parts of the scripture, twist them up, to be confused. So check yourself. Check yourself, man. Check yourself. Check yourself daily. Don't fall for these fools out here who are trying to twist the gospel, because it's not them, it's the spirit that's in them. And the spirit that's in them is demonic. So I'm winding down here on New Radio. But look, we will not have a show on Saturday, but we will be back again next week, Wednesday, 9:30. Peace out.